May the strength and peace of our Lord Jesus be with us all. Amen. Dear ones, lately I've been having trouble fasting and abstaining from things I normally offer up. I notice also that on a full moon I have more cravings and trouble sleeping, but that's no excuse. I would have to say I've been lazy and really tired. I have felt lame and needing to press in, and at times felt so spacey, I had to ask the Lord to show me how to pray again. Forgive me, dear ones, I also feel negligent in getting messages out to you. All these things are truly a mystery to me, because with all my heart I want to be attentive and faithful. As a result of this, I had been crying over my infidelities for several days, feeling very hopeless and certainly not any kind of example for you. After I received communion, the Lord came to me and placed a medal around my neck. I thought, what? I did a triple take. It was on a red, white, and blue ribbon, but I didn't see the front of it. He said, "You're going to make it clear. You're going to pass in flying colors." I thought the medal was bronze. That means third place. And I wanted to be worthy of gold. But I caught myself and said, "Lord, I want only what you want and nothing more." Jesus began, "Tell my people, Claire, tell them, you who have been pressing in and trying, you who feel half-hearted at times, it is only your weariness, but not the state of your spirit. Your spirits burn brightly before me, like an Olympic flame. I know how tired you have been through all the wars you've been fighting, and I want you to know that though you feel lukewarm or like failures, in truth, I can tell you that from your tears of contrition and wanting to be more faithful, wanting to be on fire emotionally as well as mentally, pursuing the goals I've given you, although you feel like failures, it is only your tiredness that dampens you. But beneath that flickering flame that you so abhor, there is a steady fire. I am allowing this for your own good, to keep you humble, and also to impart a portion of your fire that can be seen to those who truly are struggling to wake up and take hold of the mandates have been given. Still, I see the molten lava fire beneath the surface at your core, and I want to tell you that you are not washed up lukewarm failures. You are my brides, deeply in love with me and deeply on fire for me. Do not let your feelings trick you into believing you are washed up. Rather, grab hold of the inner fire I am feeding even as we speak, and rise up from this place of doom and failure to receive fresh anointings and opportunities to promote the gospel and save souls. The battle has been very, very long and hard. Though I have allowed this to tire you out, I am now sending new grace to lift your hearts heavenward so that you may grasp the calling in the fullness of my anointing and energy, and bring forth the fruit you have longed for. Many of you have absorbed well the continuing stream of condemnation from the demons, and you've grown toxic from it. You were convinced life has passed you by, and other younger ones must replace you. While the latter is true that younger ones will in time replace you, when they come into their anointings, they will fail without your guidance. You have been on the battlefield, hand-to-hand combat with the enemy, and you have learned so much about his tactics. Now you must watch over those who are rising up and warn them so they can conquer the lies and treachery of the enemy. You must also stand by their side and fight a good fight. There's plenty of vigor and fire coming to you in my grace. Put yourself on the front in the battle, and I will equip you, because necessity draws upon the anointing. You are called to disciple others in song, in writings, in theater, in example foremost, or they will falter in their walk. Their courage and young vitality will cause them to act overconfidently at times, and I have put you in place to warn them. They must learn the value of obedience. Without it, they will not succeed. Obedience to my voice and their hearts foremost. But then they must recognize those with the anointing to lead them and honor that above their own will. This generation is coming up with pride that badly needs to be tempered with humility and a teachable spirit. These are key points I wish for you to stress with them. They must learn to be lowly and poor in spirit, or they will be easily overcome on the battlefield. You have learned these things well on this channel, and now I want you to bring them forth as fresh manna to the emerging generation. Their anointings and gifts will be their downfall unless they are firmly established in humility. Claire, I have watched and listened to you cry out to me. My beloved, come rest your head upon my heart. With you I am well pleased. Oh, Lord, I'm resisting this. How can it be? He replied, you do not see what you are fighting, Claire. You do not see the atmosphere you wake up to in the morning. You do not see the thousands of prayers and attacks of the evil ones. You do not hear those who have said vile things about you, but you have felt these. You have felt the waves of condemnation and been buried in discouragement before you can even get to your piano or sing. These waves are like a powerful undertow that sweeps your knees out from under you and drags you out into the sea of confusion. There you swim frantically towards me, but always with a debilitating sense that I am punishing you. No, I am not. Rather, I have allowed these things to make you stronger in resolve, stronger in swimming against the current, stronger in faith that I will rescue you. These tactics have been spread far and wide in my body. You are not the only one. You are but one in thousands of warriors that have been persecuted this way, which helps you to be prepared to carry a fresh anointing. You see, the enemy still doesn't understand he's working for me. I turn all his efforts into fruitfulness in souls. Just like the blood of the martyrs is a seed of the church, so your sufferings and persecution has built in you firm muscles of faith, prepared to carry and work with greater grace. And greater grace is coming to you, my church. Prepare yourselves for the springtime of your lives as new grace arises from within you. Come to me confidently, asking for the graces you so desperately need. When you receive me in communion, know that I am imparting my very own self to you, so that you can overcome the obstacles that kept you down in the past. This is a new season of victory, my brides. Receive it. Guard it with the covering of humility, lest it be stolen from you through your folly. Keep it hidden in your heart, only to be used when necessity and brotherly love dictates. Please receive these words in faith now, knowing that you will soon be rising up to accomplish that which has evaded you in the past. I am with you in a mighty way, imperceptible to humans and threatening to demons. The cloak of humility is like an iron vault that cannot be breached. Keep your hands on my heart, and my love will do all the rest.